Look, most of us, at some point, you either have your superannuation, if you're still working, you're still counting those pennies. Maybe you're about to retire. Maybe you've already got some superannuation working in the back for you in your senior years. But it is a very important part of our financial picture. And, of course, whenever you get used to how it's set up, the government comes along and changes it. And they're about to try and do that very thing with some new changes to superannuation up before Parliament at the moment. Denise Raywood from savings.com.au has been poring over that over the last couple of days, and she joined us now. Denise, thank you so much for your time. When any financial structure is set in place, you try and play by the rules that are there, and then all of a sudden the goalposts, they haven't moved, but they're on a different field sometimes.
Yes. I think a lot of people probably didn't pay that much attention to what the government had proposed for super balances over $3 million, because it's not a huge portion of the population. I think the government put it down to 0.5% of Australians with super. But basically what's happened, there was a lot of pushback over the government's plans to get their hands on some of that money, essentially, by doubling the tax from 15% on the earnings of super balances over that amount to 30%. So they basically wanted a slice of it.
And that's very frustrating. I mean, again, I'm not in that category. I don't know anybody that is. But if you are, you're like, well, I've worked to a position where I've got the money into super, I've put it in there so for my retirement, and all of a sudden the government, because they can't get their spending under control, they want to come for your savings. So again, if you're in that $3 to $10 million, the 15% tax rate will double to 30. If you're over $10 million, they're coming for more of your pennies.
Yes, that will go up to 40%, and that was something that was just announced yesterday. Hadn't really been on the table before, so they say that is 0.01% of Australians with super balances over $10 million. You could probably be fairly certain that a lot of those assets will be moved out of superannuation now that people with that much money in super know that that's coming. But basically the things that happened yesterday that was a bit of a back down by the government, actually, when they first announced these changes, they didn't say that there would be any indexing. And indexing in simple terms means that when you hit $3 million, you will be in for this big tax. And as we know, with the effect of inflation, it could, feasibly affect some younger people. Their balances may be $3 million by the time that they retire in, 2040s, 2050s. But now the government said, no, we're going to recognise that inflation plays a part in lifting balances. So that's sort of a big win, for everyday Aussies and everyday Aussies kids, because, that could be a feasible thing that happens by the time they retire.
Well, when you think about it, we look at those numbers now, we say $3 to $10 million and over 10, but again, you think about 30 years ago, the concept of $1 million was like, to be a millionaire, a singular millionaire, it was like massive. And of course, as time's gone on, you look at the price of housing as a great example, everything goes up. So at some point, people may very well have drifted into that category. There are some changes at the lower end, in other words, for pretty much everybody else. So take us through those. This thing known as the Low Income Superannuation Tax Offset. Denise, what is it? Why is it there? And then we'll look at the amount that it's increasing by.
Yes. So basically, it's a government offset in effect, a contribution that the government makes to people earning, low wages. They put some money into their super on their behalf to help them lift their balances. And it's just a thing that it has been in for a while. Basically, the contribution from the government was $500. That will be going up to $810, and it will also be to more people. So the cap for it, if you earned under $37,000, you're entitled to that. That will be lifted to $45,000, and that comes in from the 1st of July 2027. That's going to scoop in another 3.1 million Australians who will be eligible to receive that offset now. And the government has sort of trotted out a few figures that they've done themselves. They say that can be an extra $15,000 on average to low-income earners once they retire. So it's like a little top-up for people at the lower end. So they don't, basically, is a very complex thing. But, you know, sometimes people were in danger of being taxed more in their superannuation contributions than they were on their regular wages. And that's to ensure that that can't happen.
Yeah,
so that's
crazy,
a little clean up. Yeah, that was the proposal that was pointed out, that that was probably a bad idea. The other big thing, which is probably more for the top end of town as well, they decided that they wouldn't tax people unless they've sold their assets. So the big contentious point of the original government proposal is that they were planning to tax unrealized gains. Now, that's a fancy way of saying if you had an asset, and look, there's a lot of small business owners that, you know, sometimes own their commercial premises to save them paying rent, and they might put that in their self-managed super fund. So that means that even though you're sort of, you know, your super fund is not really producing too much income, your building may all of a sudden increase, and it's quite feasible, to $3 million worth. And on paper, it's worth $3 million. You haven't sold it. You haven't got the income from it because you're occupying it, and you had to somehow come up with the cash to pay this tax bill. The government has realised that that was a very unpopular move, and so now they're only taxing what are realised gains. So they can only get your cash if you sell something. That's how it comes down to it.
Yeah, and that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, like, you can see why people, when they're in this sort of financial picture, they just run off and say, bugger it, I'll buy a Bitcoin or something. Because
yes,
every which way, you know, you slice it, the government wants a little bit more and more of something that you've worked hard for. But one of the interesting points, and I'm sort of circling back to the low-income super tax offset, an interesting point that, again, the government figures are saying, look, for the extra 310 or 20, whatever it is that they're putting in, may deliver you an extra $15,000 by the time you retire. Again, it shows you that small amounts that you can throw in yourself can actually produce some numbers. Granted, we talk about by the time you're retired, that $15,000 might not be worth a lot. But again, a couple of $100 that you're not going to miss now, you chuck it in and all of a sudden you can get that balance starting to grow.
Definitely. That's the magic of compounding interest. So the earlier that you can start stashing even small amounts, as you say, Mark, into your super fund, the greater the effect that it can have. And, you know, the government, even by just doing that, which doesn't sound like a lot, $810 a year that they find extra, that can make a major difference if you're able to sort of supplement that yourself. When you're young, I know it doesn't sound like a, you know, it seems such a far-off concept that you'll ever get super. But, you know, as you get towards that age, you know, you can probably look back and say, gee, I wish I'd whacked a bit more in there when I had the chance. So, you know, it's a good reminder, Mark.
Yeah, and chuck a bit more in and a bit more in, and you'll get yourself up to that $10,001,000 and then give 40% of it back to the government of the future. So you're doing a bit for the country, sarcasm included. Denise, thank you for taking us through some of the main plot points on this. I'm sure we'll be watching it with some interest. We'll see if it passes through Parliament, but thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's still got to get through there, so there's still some legs maybe the story.
We'll see how it goes. Thanks for your time, Denise. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
Denise Raywood from savings.com.au with some of the main things that potentially could be on the way, changes to your superannuation at 2NURFM.